Grace and peace to you. Good evening. Merry Christmas. Stand, if you will, as we prepare to light the Advent wreath candles.
There are four candles on our Advent wreath that circle around the Christ candle. Remember peace. Let peace begin with me. Go ahead, Sam. The candle of hope. Hope assures us that the Lord knows every hair on our head.
Light the pink one.
The pink candle is for joy. Our joy is in the Lord, born a baby among us. The candle of love. Now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love.
Thank you. You may be seated. Oh.
Got one more candle.
Oh, you're right. I'm good.
The Christ candle is in the center of our wreath. May we center our lives on Christ the Lord. Amen. Please remain standing for our opening hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, number 234 in the hymnals, verses 1 and 3. Amen. I invite you to be seated. And before the Tongan Action Group comes up, a couple of, by way of just announcement, we were going to use live candles. A lot of places that's gone by the wayside due to conflagrations. So be aware that as you have the candles and as we pass them by, if you have young children or errant adults, keep the lit candle upright and bring the unlit candle over and light it from the lit candle. Try and be careful of that. Be aware. I just have to share with you, heard someone said they flew in and they were at the check-in counter at the airport. There was a mistletoe hanging over the counter, and the customer says, are you getting a lot of kisses? And the attendant says, no. He says, you put your luggage on the scale, and that's where you kiss your luggage goodbye. I pray that your luggage has all gotten where it depends. I invite forward the Tongan youth, please. Simi, lead us in.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the roaring thunder. Thank you.
You know, this is Christmas Eve, and sometimes you just make adaptations as the day goes on. So we're getting it together here. But we don't have to have it completely together because the grace of God is with us. Amen?
Amen.
Diana.
Hi. We're going to be reading Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impurity and worldly possessions, and at the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope that the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify himself, a people of his own, who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Now you can read this in the first Noel.
Now you'll sing the first Noel on page 245. Verses 1 and 2.
Amen. I invite you to be seated. We are a church, churches. We are Christ's body. We are a family. And we gather in celebrations, but also in prayer. Are there prayers? We see some of the prayers of the family listed on the back of the bulletin. Do you have others that we should lift this evening? Praying as a family gathered in concerns. The one prayer that is different from last week, Rick Ottenry's mother, 99-year-old, lived here in Aurora. They moved in, but she just missed 100. She passed, and we grieve with him as we celebrate life and death and life again in Christ. My prayers for Rick and family and loss of his mother. I do not know her first name. Does anyone? All right. Prayers of concern. I need to lift people caught up in wars and people caught up in conflicts. We have got to pray hard about that. And we've got to pray hard about how we can find the peace that can spread and be those peacemakers. Amen?
Amen.
By way of celebrations, Monday is Helen Collins' birthday. I have down here next Friday is Dave and Ruby Freeman have an anniversary. Is that true, David and Ruby? Dave, did you remember?
40 years.
40 years. Did you hear that? They did it in unison. Wow. He said it took 40 years to figure it out. Ellen Smith Doctor has a birthday on this coming Saturday. Did you remember, Marcus? I thought maybe so. Other birthdays, celebrations, anniversaries. Richard Schneer, please. Michael, can you run a microphone over there? As we are gathered here, we are also live, so I welcome everyone joining us via the internet, virtually. Merry Christmas to all and wherever you may be, but we celebrate together with you. Richard, tell us your
The celebration, well, like Helen, our step-granddaughter, Shailene, is a birthday baby as well. And so tomorrow is her birthday.
Shailene, birthday. Tomorrow on Christmas. That's rough. But it's wonderful. Is that Jim Latah? By golly, he's hiding behind the poster here. Good to see you, Brother Gene.
Just being a little sneaky. Wednesday, I guess it is the 26th. That's my son Jerry's birthday. And Samantha's dad. And their grandparents.
All right. On the 26th?
26th, yes.
Yeah. My brother is the 26th as well. No comment. Any others? Those of you who have traveled afar have come and come join us and be with family. We welcome you. Good to see all of you. Celebrations. This is a beautiful thing. God is good. All the time, God is good. Any other prayers we want to share? Paya.
Sorry, I've got one more birthday. A brother, Simeone Mapu, his birthday is today in Hawaii.
All right. Tell me your first name again.
Simeone.
Simeone. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful celebrations. Tomorrow is Jesus' birthday. Amen? I don't see any other prayers. Don't want to cut anybody off. But we celebrate those. Let's bow our heads and be in a moment of prayer. Precious, loving Lord, we come before you on this Christmas Eve, and you've blessed us with snow, a white Christmas. And you've blessed us with families, and you've blessed us with a warm, safe place. Help us be mindful of those great blessings. Help us be mindful of those who have traveled to gather together as families, for the gifts of families, for the gift of being part of your family. Lord, as we come and we gather, we are here together celebrating, but we are celebrating with people all around the world. This day for all people is special. Whether they are churched, unchurched, whatever they may call, this special season is a celebration. May it be about celebrating you. May it be about celebrating the Prince of Peace born among us. And may it lead us to years ahead filled with greater things. We gather, Lord, we gather here and we gather with people around the world as we pray together the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite the ensemble to come forward.
Worship the newborn King.
worship the King. We'll figure it out here. She couldn't read my mind. I had it all figured out, but we got to work on that mind reading part, Diana. Yes. Our Lucan passage is long, but I ask that you stand as we read the gospel and listen to the Christmas story. Stand if you're able and comfortable. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, as it was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard as it had been told them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I invite you to be seated. Stephanie, bring your tribe forward. We're doing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Thank you. Stephanie has graciously invited all of you to stand who want to and do actions along with the song. Stand up there. Get a little aerobics if you're up for it. All right. Everybody get a little bit of exercise there. That's some aerobics. Thank you, Stephanie. Courageous of you. Thank you, all you young'uns and all of you not so young'uns, all of you participants thereof. So this is Christmas Eve. Well, what's Christmas Eve all about? Now, for Melissa is usually here. My daughter Melissa, if some of you know her. My little girl's now 47 years old, has a mind of her own, decided not to come tonight. She's already in bed with sugar plums dancing in her head, I'm telling you. But this is the night of birth. This is the night of the birth of a baby. You can imagine what births were like back in Jesus' time. They would have been, the birth of a king would have had a beautiful bed and linen and satins and purple adornments and curtains, and there would have been a midwife, several midwives. There would have been priests praying, and there would have been officials standing by to witness the royal birth. This was a great and royal occasion for a king born in the world. You can imagine what an exciting, wonderful time that was. Kind of a contrast with what we just heard, isn't it? born in a manger. A manger, in case you don't know, a manger is the food trough for the critters in the stall. It's, now, I don't know how many of you grew up with animals. Her family raised horses and down by Pagosa Springs. I grew up on a ranch. So when we were growing up, we always had a horse and a cow. Milk, fresh milk every day. And the barn, the cow, and the horse were out there, and it was a familiar scene for me. And it was interesting, we grew up with these critters. How many of you have spent time in a barn with cow, horses and cows, and there's a sense of smell to it, or there's a, and it's warm? And, well, no, if you keep a good clean stalls, it's a pleasant, wonderful. And the cows were always, she'd always look around to see where the kids were before she moved. The horse would watch out for her. She raised us, I think. But it was a pleasant place to be. It was warm and comfortable, even when it was cold outside. Those big critters put out a lot of heat. In point of fact, in that day and age, the wise families would build the stable, and they'd build their house above the stable so that the heat would rise and keep them warm in the winter, keep them from getting cold. So being in the stable isn't quite being cast away. Joseph has been summoned back to come back because he is of the house and family of David. Apparently he has kin there, and he has to come back for the census. He has to come back to do that. But they arrive, and in that day and age, you didn't have hotels and motels, and you had to depend upon staying with people you knew or hospitality. And most families, if you had a home, you had a guest room for that very purpose, to take care of sojourners, wayfarers, travelers. And so they would have had, Joseph's family would have had a guest room somewhere, but the guest room is full. The census, everybody is coming, apparently. It was pointed out to me by our organist that Mary probably wasn't too tickled riding a donkey at 9 months pregnant. But they might have had to make a few pit stops and a few extra breaks. I've heard that. The pregnant women I've been around, they go from bathroom to bathroom. It's just a way of. But they arrive, and there is no place for them. There's no place in the guest room. No posada. No shelter. And so they're in the stable, but it isn't like they've been cast out into the wilderness or take your chances with the wildness. It's a clean, and there's some comforting parts to it. It's a joyous place. So we hear that the Lord is born in mean estate, and we need to make sure that simply means a simple estate. He was not born in royalty. He was not born among riches, but amongst the everyday people. So it's a simple birth, very simple birth, baby, mom. I imagine it wasn't too noisy, although all the births I've been around were pretty noisy, because moms, they're encouraged to be about that, and that's the way that process works. But here is an interesting thing, is this simple thing is pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible if you heard what Diana read out of Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Puts you right in the Christmas mood, doesn't it? It's all highfalutin language. What's that doing in there? Why did the pastor have you read that, Diana? Yeah, she's looking at me with that same look. it's important, and actually one of the commentators summarized it. Here's what he says. This passage sets the Christ event in a broader theological framework and serves as a reminder that even at Christmas, the eschatological dimension of Christ's work is present. Straightened it right out, didn't it? Yeah, it went over all of our heads. Don't feel bad. Don't be looking around like, I didn't get that. It's highfalutin language because something incredible is happening here, and it has to be understood for what it really is. There's something incredible here. God has come to earth and been born a human among us. You ever know, you hear that song, Emmanuel, Emmanuel? Emmanuel means God with us. And here is God come to earth to live among us. And not only that, the God coming to earth, born a helpless baby in a stable, in a manger. And it's incredible because this is the Messiah. I know you're all scholars of the Old Testament. And I can say that with humor because I don't even think I... There are books in there. There's a lot in there. And in it throughout, there is the prediction of one who will come. A Messiah that will be born to the people. A Messiah, which is also the word Christ, that will come and that will be a Savior, that will save the people, that will redeem them. And they're waiting. The whole Old Testament is full of waiting for the coming of this Messiah. And here he is born. Emmanuel, God with us. Incredible. And we hear it. At the stable, it's pretty quiet. At the stable, we might have heard Mary. But it's pretty quiet. But in the fields, an angel with a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven. Did you see some of these kids' action things and the songs and the singing and the ensemble? Lots of singing, lots of celebration. All out in the fields with the shepherds proclaiming this incredible birth. So it is incredible. It's incredible, and it's incredibly simple. It's incredibly simple that all those years ago, the Christ was born. Christ was born to humanity, God with us, God among us, God to be within us through the Holy Spirit. And that's what we celebrate tonight. Pastor Neo, I always lose him. Where did he go? Brother. Mark, would you two gentlemen come? We're going to light our candles. We're going to sing Silent Night. And as we pass the flame, be cautious as how you do it. Stand if you will. And as we sing along, we will pass this... And Ellen, as we get all the candles lit, if you will turn out all of the lights in the sanctuary when we get to that point. Give us a moment. On yonder to your mind. This is the candle of Christ. Hold it up. There's enough light here. You see how much light we can generate? And all of that light coming from the one candle, the Christ candle, into our hearts to be shared with a world desperately in need of that love, desperately in need of that peace. Find the peace for yourself. Share it with the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now I am brave. But we're not going to walk with lit candles. So join me if you will. We're going to extinguish your candles and we're going to say Merry Christmas. And God's people said,
Amen. Merry Christmas.
Go in peace. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.